as far as what tools to use, I certainly would think about several types. One is video conferencing tools like Zoom or Teams or Google Meet that enable you and your students to have synchronous platform to interact with meetings. There is no substitute for face-to-face learning, but the closest we have are these video conferencing tools that do go a long way to providing a sense of immediate interaction and collaborative learning, planning, problem solving, debating, creative projects, you name it. Those can have the instructor present for classroom type meetings, or they can be small group sessions that are organized by students themselves to allow for more collaborative projects, which are also helpful in promoting a learning community. The second set of tools I would consider might be digital social reading tools, tools like Perusall or Hypothesis. They're platforms in which instructors can submit a reading, usually in the form of PDF, and students can read through it and highlight sections and make comments in the margins. That way they can see each other's comments, they can read together and learn from one another's take on the readings. That social annotation is amazingly helpful, especially in reading intensive courses. I also would suggest that there be some kind of consideration of note-taking tools. You can use a simple Google Doc or Sheet, or something like Padlet, which has a bit more graphic interfaces that students can use to post comments and thoughts about different readings or common questions. It can help students learn to take notes better, but it can also allow students to have more synchronous or asynchronous modes of collaboration that are well suited to hybrid classrooms. Notes can be taken in the moment and during a synchronous meeting, or they can happen asynchronously over time. And they can also provide an accessible record of learning for students who might have, say, access issues with video conferencing. So note-taking tools like that can be amazingly helpful for student skill development and continuing a sense of learning community, even in asynchronous ways.